responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching out of our free program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The show's about your calls. We go right to them and start with Neil, listening in California. Neil, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I think what you're doing, Ian, is really great. And I called you and let you know about my situation a couple weeks ago. You know, if you let them get you to the point where you just throw up your hands in court and walk out, you're giving them exactly what they want. I don't doubt that these people would love to throw you in jail, but the last thing they want to do is to have attention brought to them mm-hmm. when they do so. And I think they're going to have so much more attention brought to them by you standing there with a smile on your face saying, I'm not doing what you're telling me to do,
yeah.
and I'm leaving you with two options. You can throw me in jail, or you can let me walk out of here, you know, and basically say that, you know, your code isn't enforceable. So if you do those two things, they're not going to win. And that was the whole point of, you know, I mean, you're really not trying to beat the system here. You're what you're trying to tell them is that this is ridiculous. And, you know, I'm holding you to it. You just want me to pay it, but I'm not going to do that. So make your decision. What do you want to do? But if you walk out, they're going to get you on something else. And then
might do anyway. I mean, they can come after me for something else. They can always manufacture something, which is what they did with the whole Freedom Fest, where we were having this Freedom Fest thing, and they came up and they gave me a complaint, and so they want me to go to their court on that one, even though this one's not even signed. So I think I like where you're coming from. Of course, for listeners just tuning in, you're talking about the couch situation with my tenants. They have a couch in the yard. I am not going to remove it until the actual neighbor comes and introduces herself to me that originally allegedly complained to the city people, and I'm not going to obey them. I'm not going to pay them. And so you're saying, go in there, let them play in their little trial, which they want to have, and maybe ask some questions during the trial. You know, where's the original accuser? I'd like to question that person. Have you sworn an oath to the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. And so you're saying play it out all the way through to the end and let them know, hey, I'm not paying you. I'm not participating in this. And see what happens.
My whole thought was, you know, you can do whatever you want in there. You can question them. You can stand. I don't. You could just stand there with a smile on your face and not say anything. Mm-hmm. However, what I feel that you need to do is make them stick to the absurdity of their issue, because it's absurd. If you allow them to get you riled up to the point where you just walk out, you're allowing them to spin the issue. And I think that's so annoying, because that's what they always try and do. They always try and get these people on other things, you know, because, you know, the initial arrest or whatever was just stupid. And they get these people, you know, so angry they skirt the issue.
Neil. Go ahead.
What this code enforcer did, you know, a couple weeks ago was she came back and, I had my, my truck, parked in my driveway, partially on my driveway and partially on my grass. And a couple weeks ago when I called up, I said that, you know, since I had the art studio in there, in my garage, she tried to cite me for that. And, you know, I told her I'd clean it out. And then
she told you that there was nothing allowed in a garage except for a car,
including tools.
Exactly. If it wasn't a car, it wasn't up to code.
Outrageous.
And so, you know, I talked with her and I just told her just to get off my property. I said, listen, I'll clean it out. Just go away. So when she came back a couple weeks later, I wouldn't open my garage door.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she kind of left it at that. But now about a week ago, she came back and my car was parked. We have street sweeping on my street, it's just a total pain, because it's another one of these revenue things where if your car is on the wrong side of the street at a certain time, like 8 to 12 o'clock or 8 to 10 o'clock, and then, you know, 10 to 12 o'clock on the other side of the street, you actually have to move your car twice, so that the street sweeper can come by and do nothing. But there's a code enforcer that rides along behind them and tickets all the cars that are in the street sweeper's way.
Gotcha.
So you have to park your car, you know, either on another street or in your driveway or in your garage.
Got it.
And I had my car, you know, parked on my driveway, blocking my garage, and I was kind of blocking the sidewalk a little bit, you know, just so I wouldn't be on the street and get a ticket. And she tried ticketing me for that.
Into the sidewalk?
Yeah, that was the initial thing. So then I moved it up, you know, so my front tire was on my lawn. And then she said, she came back, you know, the next day they had the street sweeping, and she said that, she tried citing me for that and said my tire couldn't be on my lawn.
Whose lawn is it?
It's absolutely, it's the same thing that you're dealing with. She said you can't have anything in your lawn, you know, that doesn't belong there. And I guess, you know, a tire or a couch, it falls into that category.
I am so glad I live here in New Hampshire. My next door neighbors here park on their lawn, right there on their lawn. God bless them. I believe in a God necessarily, but it makes me, it warms my heart to see people doing things like that, using their property in the way that they think is best, instead of some officious bureaucrat giving you, essentially, this woman's micromanaging you. She's saying, you can't have your car parked over here. Well, you've moved it there, but you can't park it there either.
It goes back to the condo association, you know? I mean, like, if you want to live in a neighborhood where everybody's house looks the same, or you all have to do the exact same thing, go and move into that development, sign the contract, right? You didn't sign anything. I didn't sign anything.
Nope.
And then you can live there with all the other people that want the cookie cutter houses, which is fine. If that's the way, my dad has one of those houses. If you want to live like that, fine. But if you don't, you know, move on to a street where everybody can do whatever the heck they want. Nobody cares.
That's where I want to live.
Good luck tomorrow. I just wanted to, you know, to wish you the best, and just stick to the issue, and you're going to win no matter which way this guy rolls.
I appreciate that. I thank you for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231. You know, does anybody know anything about the court process as far as you're supposed to be able to call virtually anybody? Mark, you say you can't call the prosecutor, however.
I wouldn't imagine you could contact too many of them.
Now, do you have to have all that stuff set up in advance? You probably do, don't you? Like, you probably have had to have, like, subpoenaed the witnesses or something?
I don't think so. Not something like this. I don't think so.
Could I call the clerk of court? I'm thinking about doing that.
Call them all.
Yeah.
Have fun with it.
Asking all kinds of questions about, you know, the nature of government and things like that. Who knows? I'm still unsure exactly as to where I'm going to go. I think I'm leaning more toward your suggestion at this point, Mark, just to see how this plays out, see what they're going to do about this couch thing. 1-800-259-9231. And then they've got me another court date scheduled for next month in December with Toby from Free Minds TV, where we've both been cited. These citations, or whatever they're called, complaints, I guess is what they are, these forms, these pink slips, essentially. Where they're demanding that we go back to their court. This time it's over organizing a public event, which we didn't even organize, and not begging for permission from the government bureaucrats. This time they didn't even sign the forms they gave us. But you can better believe they're still going to want us to be there. So we'll you know, I'll experiment this time and maybe modify things for the next time I'm there. Should be interesting. And, of course, if you're in the area, you should come out for it. Bring your cameras, bring your audio recording devices, and try to get those into the courtroom because they don't want those in there. So you could do your own little civil disobedience tomorrow if you're interested at 1:30 in Keene District Court here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you've got an email you want to share with us, right?
Yeah, I thought this was kind of interesting. It's
going in a different direction.
Yeah, it's coming from an individual named Tomer in Israel, and I think it's kind of interesting. Hi there. I got a little story I figured you might want to share on air. November the 11th was a day of local elections all over Israel. Mayors, council members, heads of different municipalities, etc. Today in class, I got into discussion on whether it's a good idea to have mandatory voting laws for bigger turnout.
Don't they do this in Australia?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like they have in Australia and in dark, tyrannical regimes that have one legal party. I was stunned to hear there is actually a Israeli legislator who wants a law like that in this country. I said that if anything like that ever happens in Israel, I would deliberately vote for one of the many tiny BS parties. It'll go on a little while.
800-259-9231 is the number. You can take control of the airwaves. Mandatory voting, pretty outrageous idea. I mean, as though people weren't, the voting public wasn't uninformed enough. Force them all to vote. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Hey, Mark, tell me about how you feel about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Well, I love it. We have a really great time when we go. It's 2 or 3 days long. How long is it?
I think it's Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah, so 3 days long.
So 3 nights.
Yeah. And we broadcast live. We meet lots of people. There's several hundred people there. They always have great keynote speakers. I believe that they're going to have this time Kane from the WWE and the guy from Heller versus DC. What's his first name?
Richard Heller.
So
both Free State Project members.
Yeah, and it's going to be great. The guy from Seasteading, which I'm very interested in hearing this. I hope I get to emcee him. And, and we'll also be doing a little panel on media and stuff.
So I hear. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's been fun the last 2 years. Looking forward to this one. It's going to be in early March. You can go and get signed up. And you can do that over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use this discount code to save yourself 10%, 2009 FTL. That's 2009 FTL for 10% off. And again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. But beyond the liberty-oriented luminaries that you'll be meeting the New Hampshire liberty activists. Many of them are natives to New Hampshire. Many of them are movers for the Free State Project. A number of them are soon to be activists in New Hampshire in that they're coming here. And some people are just considering a move to New Hampshire. Any way you slice it, this event is amazing. It'll blow you away. There are so many great people to meet, so many good times to have, and looking forward to seeing you there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We continue, Mark, with your email about mandatory voting. They're proposing this in Israel, you're saying. Is that right?
Well, it's not being proposed necessarily from it's just one legislator out there, one voice crying in the wilderness, not necessarily something that's going up for a vote in front of their legislation or anything like that. But anyway.
I find it absolute madness. I mean, the idea that I guess it's some sort of nationalistic fervor that is pushing this, like voting is great and everyone must participate because it's wonderful to vote and voting is fantastic.
As though we don't get bad enough choices as it is, I think we'll get even worse ones then.
Right. You're putting a gun to somebody's head and forcing them to vote. That's not great or fantastic
and
or
when,
wonderful.
And when do people have to vote? Do they have to vote in every single election or is it just in the big election for president?
Good question.
And the fact is, many people, especially on local levels, make their decisions. It's like, I've seen that person's name before.
Yeah.
They don't even know what they're voting for. And, you know, we've pointed out on this show that we played the Howard Stern bit where they went and asked questions of people in Harlem as to whether or not, why they would be voting for Barack Obama. Essentially, do you agree with Barack Obama's choice of Sarah Palin as his running mate? Do you like his Barack Obama's pro-life stance? And essentially, these
Stern
people
shouldn't get credit for that, by the way.
Stern shouldn't?
He aired it on his show. But it wasn't him. It wasn't his crew that did it.
It wasn't his crew? Okay. Anyway, it was off his show. Anyhow. So, and proving essentially that the people that they interviewed, some of the people that they interviewed, and I'm sure they interviewed plenty of people that did know what they were talking about, but these people didn't know what they were talking about, and voting for Barack Obama probably because of his color. And there's probably people that voted against him because of his color. And this is a stupid reason to vote for someone. And, I don't need more people with stupid reasons voting, canceling out my vote that I believe has been, thought out, researched, and all that other stuff. If you don't know what you're talking about, stay home. I don't need a law making you go vote.
Is the point of this to make it seem more legitimate? What's the point of this?
I think that's what it is that, everybody needs to have a voice in their government. Well, no, they don't.
You don't have a voice in your government even if you vote.
Not much of one.
Maybe you could argue. Maybe you could argue that on a local level, it's a squeak. On a national level, you're not being heard. So what else is the story?
One girl in my class said that my reaction was childish, that I should vote for those who represent my values. She also said that she thinks it's a good thing if voting...
I would if I could.
Right. She thinks it would be a good thing if voting would be mandatory because people would get a day off on voting day. People get a day off. Excuse me. I thought that's a kind of socialist thing. They get a day off of work on voting day anyway. And she also said that it would be mandatory it's our right to vote.
Ah, so that actually kind of that makes sense. I mean, I can see from her perspective what she's saying there is that, hey, all you people are getting a day off from work, and you're just taking advantage of it. You should have to go out and vote if you want to get a day off. Yeah, I mean, from that perspective, that particular position seems logical. I mean, it's an insane position, but at least that's the most sensible point I've heard on the side of mandatory voting.
Okay. Well, we don't get a day off here in the United States that I know of. And I mean, an employer can choose to do that.
Yeah.
But you see, it's sort of the idea is if – I was thinking that the girl was going to be saying that we should all get a day off on voting day.
I see.
So, and which is sort of this communistic idea that money grows on trees and people don't make money through commerce.
We could just take 364 days off a year.
Why don't we take all the days off and still get paychecks? Anyway, I reacted by telling her that I already vote for people who represent my values. I told her that I have the right to choose to vote and that I use that vote and that, like her, I believe that people should be aware of their environment and should go vote. As for my childish vote, I wouldn't want to cooperate with a government that enacts such a fascist law. I'd rather some small one-issue party take control. We didn't have enough time for an in-depth conversation, but I would like to repeat what I thought is my most important point in the argument. I'm 27. I'm an adult. Even if not voting is a wrong decision, it's my decision to make. I'm an adult.
You could still choose to not vote. They'll just throw you in a cage, right? I mean, what's the punishment? What's the punishment in these various different countries that mandate voting?
Well, Peru mandates it. If you want to get out of it, you can pay to get out of it.
Again, that's what Manuel Laura from LouRockwell.com told me. But if you don't pay, then there's a cage waiting for you, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's the only way they can enforce these laws, right?
Yeah.
It's either that or put some kind of lien on your property and,
right,
you know, to steal money from you.
You know, that's, again, we were talking earlier about taking baby steps into the realm of non-cooperation with these absurd government mandates, and that would be a perfect example. I mean, for those of you in Australia, for instance, where it's mandatory to vote, apparently, that'd be a great example of an experiment with non-cooperation. There's probably not a huge penalty behind it to where you could safely not vote. And they're going to come after you, and they'll do what they do. Normally, they send you a threat or something like that. And it's probably that way in Australia, where you don't know. If you're in Australia and you'd like to share the situation there with us, please, 800-259-9231. But presuming it's the same as Peru, where there's a fine situation, you then make an issue of not paying the fine, and then see what they do to you, and bring as much attention to that as possible. I mean, that could make some news. Man thrown in prison cell for not voting. Sort of how if they throw me in a cell for having a couch out in the yard, it could make some news. Now, I don't expect that to happen, but would they do that to somebody who didn't vote? If you didn't vote and didn't pay the fine, do you think they'd go all the way and actually put you in a cage? Who has ever tested those waters? Has anyone ever not voted and followed it all the way to the end to see what they would do? This is what I'm talking about, this testing the waters, the taking the baby steps. You never know until you try it. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a light new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the bulletin board system, which is over 400,000 posts. There's a lot of people talking about a variety of different things there, serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. Mark, did you have more of the mandatory voting thing, or are we done with that?
No, it continues here.
Okay, let's keep going.
Then. Tomer says, I was visibly passionate and angry during the discussion with a girl that advocates forcing people to vote. I couldn't hide my disgust. I think some of it is because the years I listened to your show. Now, I'm not a libertarian or whatever you call yourself these days. I'm a self-proclaimed neocon and proud of that.
Oh, my.
Don't know what there's. Likely he doesn't know what a neocon means here in the United States, but maybe he does, and if so, it's nothing to be proud of. However,
no.
I do believe that your show represents a perspective and a philosophy that most people don't think about. As I discussed and argued with that girl, I wished you guys could see me. I'm sure you have many listeners all over the world who internalize your values, at least to some extent. I think they, to some extent, all people want freedom. At least for themselves.
For themselves, yeah. It's that guy down the street they have a problem with.
Right. You know.
That guy that doesn't vote, he should be thrown in a cage.
That's exactly what it is. At least to some extent, you're trying to articulate them to dense individuals. I don't agree with everything you stand for. I understand that on some of our disagreements I may be wrong, but at the same time, on some issues, I know I'm right, and you guys are dead wrong.
Okay.
Somebody's got to be right.
Somebody's dig in there, so we'll just move on.
Yep. What difference? I hope it motivates further. It motivates you further to do the show when you see that by spreading your ideas, you can find common ground even with a rabid Bush fan such as myself. Sway me on some issues. Of course, some issues I'll never be swayed, and I'm hoping that you guys would wake up one day and realize that you're wrong.
But wait. How am I going to wake up and realize that something is wrong with not wanting to aggress against my neighbors, with wanting to honor my neighbors' choices, with allowing others to be free and live their lives how they want to? What could I possibly find out, or what sort of epiphany could I have that could bring me to that conclusion? I've never understood how anybody who has truly internalized the message of liberty could ever possibly go back to a message of statism and control over other people's lives. I don't understand it.
To be shown that liberty doesn't work. How's that?
I don't understand what that means, Mark. Well, liberty doesn't work. Wait, it doesn't work to leave people alone and let people be free?
Did I claim that liberty didn't work?
That's all I'm saying. How is that possibly? How could that not work at all? I mean, the opposite of liberty is control, and then therefore you're suggesting that if liberty doesn't work, then control does. Which therefore, then we're getting into the question of, well, who should control who? Everyone should control everyone. Only one man should control everyone. I mean, it's a maddening rabbit hole to go down, in my opinion. And it's not possible that liberty doesn't work, because we have all of the evidence to show and to prove crystal clear, case after case, that allowing others to be free does work, and it creates the best damn system for man to interact with this common man. Period.
So he goes on by saying, I'd rather refuse to vote and see where it lands me.
But I hope you do.
By the way, he doesn't have to vote. I mean, that would be somebody in Australia or Peru.
I'm saying, I hope that if it comes about, I hope he actually sticks to his word.
Yeah. After the conversation on voting, the class started discussing the different views regarding violent video games. Naturally, I had plenty to say, both as a GTA fan and an FTL listener. Thanks for posting your show for free. Talk to you guys later. Got to go get some coffee.
Okay, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Since we're talking about tyranny, let's turn to Larkin Rose and the magical disappearing crisis. Of course, Larkin Rose sort of made a name for himself in the realm of the tax freedom movement, spent a few years in federal minimum security prison as a result of not playing along with their little games. And he has moved on, and he's a Free State Project member, and Larkin is even more radically pro-freedom than he's ever been. And so we go to this story. A main theme of my book, How to Be a Successful Tyrant, is how megalomaniacs just love to find an endless list of things to scare us with, and then turn around and promise to save us from those things if we'll just give the aspiring tyrants unlimited power. Such scare tactics work with poverty, war, crime, drugs, and the environment. In fact, just about anything that can worry people is used by politicians to scare us into surrendering our freedom and giving them power. Of course, if politicians ever actually solved any of the problems that they like to scare us with, they'd lose a piece of their power, so they never do. Not only is it impossible to name any problem that government has solved, but it's impossible to name any problem that they meddled with that didn't get worse. Drugs, terrorism, poverty, education, and the mortgage industry ad infinitum. Is that because they're really bad at everything, or because they're actually trying to make perpetual problems in order to provide an excuse for them to have perpetual power? Now, it's an interesting question. I mean, certainly we know government is very inefficient and piss poor generally at everything that it does, but it's an intriguing question. Maybe they're failing on purpose. I don't know if anyone's ever asked that before or suggested that before.
It seems unlikely to me. But
well, there was one guy in the recent John Stossel special, which was, I believe, called John Stossel's Politically Incorrect Guide to Politics. And there was a lawyer on that particular show who alluded to the idea that when government fails, it creates an opportunity for the lawyers to write more laws and put those laws into effect, which, of course, will create unintended consequences, which they sort of know by now. And that will give them an excuse to write more laws. And, of course, the more laws there are, the more opportunities lawyers have to find clients for themselves, right?
Mm.
All right, we continue. And while they sometimes use real problems for their scare tactics, they almost always greatly exaggerate the truth of the matter. And in some cases, they simply make up a problem that doesn't exist at all. As long as we're all scared of it, whether it's real or not, they can exploit the situation to increase their power. Now, if we stop being afraid of some particular issue, the tyrants quickly drop it, and they try something else. If you doubt this, if you think the politicians are telling the truth and are looking out for our best interests, I ask you to consider one simple example, which will probably offend some of you. Not many years ago, you couldn't turn on the news without seeing a story about AIDS. It was an unimaginable epidemic, a plague that was going to wipe out the world if we didn't all throw all of our attention and money into finding a cure. The talk about it was constant. From the media and from the politicians. We were told day in and day out that we were all one wrong move away from getting AIDS and dying. If you knew anyone, who ever slept with anyone, who knew anyone, who once met someone who might have had AIDS, you are going to die. Unless, of course, you threw your money at the problem and let politicians create various programs and studies. There was an endless stream of heartbreaking stories of little kids who got it, hemophiliacs who got it, and even celebrities who got it. We were all doomed. Thankfully, in 2001, a cure for AIDS was discovered, and so the crisis was averted, and we stopped hearing about it. Oh, wait. No, it wasn't. A cure was never discovered. So when is the last time you heard AIDS even mentioned on television? When was the last telethon or fundraiser that you saw for AIDS awareness or research? When's the last time you heard someone expressing concern about AIDS in a movie or TV show or on the radio? What happened to all the cries that we'd be dead in 10 years? And what happened to the crisis mongering? And why the heck is Magic Johnson still alive? Because it was all a lie.
I love that part.
Because it was all a lie, top to bottom, beginning to end. Yes, there are various immune disorders, and yes, some of them kill people, but the omnipresent nature of the disease and the huge likelihood of catching it were bald-faced lies. And as with remember SARS? He doesn't mention SARS here, but SARS was kind of the scare of the moment a couple of years ago. That might be more familiar to people. Anyway, as with every lie they tell, once people's terror started to fade a bit, the fearmongers dropped it. And they moved on to something else. Now, the final cure for AIDS was 9/11/01, which gave the tyrants a new lie to scare us with. A huge, intricate, global network of Muslim terrorists. The government needs unlimited power to protect us from them. Why? Well, because these evil doers are brilliant. They're everywhere. And they're well-funded and high-tech. We'll come back with more on this endless line of scare tactics from the government people. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just some time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote. It's a monthly voting contest. We only ask you to do one vote here. It's all you need. It's not an everyday thing. It's just once a month. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. That's used for verification purposes to make sure you're a real live human being. And then you can leave a comment while you vote if you would like, but that's optional. What we need is your votes. That's the most important part, because your votes keep us in the number one position, the number one podcast, according to PodcastAlley.com. Being number one there means new listeners coming and discovering the show, which means new people finding the message of liberty. So if you want to help with us or help us with that, please go to vote.freetalklive.com. As we continue with this email from Larkin Rose, it's an article. He writes them quite frequently. LarkinRose.com is his website. And he's talking about the amazing disappearing crisis, or the magical disappearing crisis, as he points out. He's seeing a pattern, and that is that there's constantly some new crisis that the government really pumps up, and of course the media does whatever it is that government press releases say. So the media gets all up in a frenzy about it, too, whatever it might happen to be. He's pointed out that in the past it's been everything from poverty to war to crime to drugs and the environment. And then he gives AIDS as another example. At one point, AIDS was this huge problem. It was all over the news, and there was all kinds of coverage and information going out there, and it was scary, and it was going to kill people. But now, now where is that? And then there was the bird flu, and now where is that? Well, he goes on with his thoughts here, and he says that as with every lie they tell, once the people's terror starts to fade, the fearmongers drop it, and they move on to something else. So the final cure for AIDS was 9/11/01, which gave the tyrants a new lie to scare us with, a huge, intricate, global network of Muslim terrorists. And, of course, the government needs unlimited power in order to protect us from them, because they're everywhere. They're brilliant, and they're well-funded and high-tech. Of course, there is no terrorism of which to speak in this country. That terrorism is on the rise worldwide. And, of course, the government will have you believe that it's all because of them. That it's
right.
The government.
Somehow the government's managed to stop it. But you'd think they'd be parading these terrorists around on television that they managed to catch. However, what they managed to put on TV is usually some guys that bought too many cell phones or something.
Yep. And so over the last 7 years, says Larkin, they've murdered thousands of Americans. Oh, wait. No, they haven't. They haven't carried out a single terrorist act on American soil for 7 years. Is that because our all-caring government's keeping them in check? Hardly. Terrorism is really easy to commit. That's why desperate people with few resources do it. If there were even 100 people bent on murdering Americans, and if they were even of average intelligence, it would have been ridiculously easy to kill hundreds, if not thousands, of people in this country every year. So why haven't they? Well, for the same reason that millions aren't dropping dead from AIDS every year, because it's all a lie, and it's not a very good one. At least when they lied about the Soviet Union, it was possible to imagine that there were a bunch of powerful, ingenious Russians out to get us. Instead, there were a few power-happy Russian tyrants desperately trying, without success, to keep their own unstable empire from collapsing. But the way the American politicians and the media painted that picture, one day there was an all-knowing, all-powerful, evil empire bent on ruling the world, and the next day it was all gone for no apparent reason. And now we're all supposed to be scared of cave-dwelling terrorists who haven't so much as stubbed an American's toe in this country for 7 years? Just how gullible are Americans anyway? Every time you watch the news or read a newspaper, keep in mind throughout all of recorded history, and no doubt before that, tyrants have always used fear to gain power. And considering how well it works, I doubt they'll be stopping anytime soon. Now, let's go be scared about global warming and give politicians some more power, because if we don't, it will kill us all. Larkin Rose from LarkinRose.com. Good stuff. 800-259-9231.
That's a good one.
So, and he's absolutely right. I mean, there's
the AIDS one's the most interesting. You know, where has AIDS gone?
There's still some foundations out there. There's still some research going on.
I remember there was
support groups
at one point. Oh yeah, I mean, I'm sure that there's some people dealing with these sort of immune diseases, but you know, at one point there was the type C HIV and the other, or, you know, AIDS, and then there was type E HIV or AIDS or something. And type E was much more virulent, and it was over in the Orient, and it was going to spread over here, and we were all going to die.
Yeah.
And no,
nope, not so much.
Happened. Yeah.
Not so much.
I don't know where it's gone. I don't know if people's sexual practices have changed.
I doubt that.
Maybe not too much. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have. I imagine that intravenous drug users haven't changed that much, their practices.
So, and back to the terrorism example, because I think it's particularly poignant, considering it's the current scare. Back to the terrorism example. It really is. I agree with Larkin. It's so easy to commit terrorism. You don't need to hijack an airplane to commit terror. All you need to do is to be willing to inflict violence upon people on sort of a relatively mass scale,
and that,
like, you're killing more than one person.
And not really
way.
Care what happens to yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much the criteria. I mean, I'm sure that there are many more people in the world or in America right now that would do all kinds of terrible violence if they thought they could get away with it.
You could. You mean get away with, right, in that you won't die at the end of it all. Sure.
Right. Or get captured.
Right. But if these people are so fundamentalist, you know, if these terrorists are so dedicated, then it wouldn't be hard for them to build a bomb all by themselves using standard bomb-making stuff that you can find in hardware stores and under your kitchen sink. And
supposedly
you can find plans for these things on the Internet. It's not hard to build your own bombs. Plus, you know, even if you don't want to go through the bomb-building route, go find yourself a gun. Go up on a clock tower like that guy did back in the, what was it, the 60s or something like that? Remember the clock tower shooter? It was just like plinking.
How about the killdozer guy?
Well, that takes a lot of work. I'm just talking about easy terrorism. I'm talking about stuff you can do in, like, tomorrow if you want to. You know, go to the local school and start taking students out.
Well, I don't recommend any of this.
No,
but
I'm
the
not
fact
saying
is,
that.
The idea that the government claims that,
yeah,
you know, that they're protecting you from
ludicrous
terrorism, and none of this stuff has happened, and it's very easy to do.
Yeah, it's so easy to do, and no one's doing it, and it's because nobody really wants to hurt other people for the most part. Yeah, there's the occasional psycho out there. I'm not trying to deny that. There's the occasional crazy person who has no moral qualms with hurting others. Most of them are in government. So, yeah, there's some crazy people out there, but for the most part, the world is well. All is well out there. Everything's okay for the most part, in general. And if there was really this big mass of seething evil terrorists lurking around every corner waiting to blow you up, you wouldn't be leaving your house, man. You would be calling Amazon to deliver your groceries and everything because you would not want to leave if there was real terror going on out there. And there's no such thing. Now, there is, okay, I take it back. There is real terror. It's the government people. They are terrorizing people. But, I mean, as far as the evil Muslim terrorists, the ones that you're supposed to be afraid of, they don't exist. Well, so, but the government terrorists
to
do.
Some extent, I mean, they're out there. There's certainly religious extremists in the Muslim religion that would, I think, do harm to Americans. I just don't think that they're doing it here now. And if they are going to do it, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah,
you're not doing it
question.
Often enough for it to matter. You're more likely to die of the flu, which you're going to catch from anybody you meet in your daily life, than to die from a terrorist.
You know, Larkin's got a P.S. here, and it's worth reading. I know that I know of one thing that is worth being scared of. It's killed on average 1 million people a year for the last century, and it has injured and or impoverished billions more. It's called government. The founders warned us about it, but most of us forgot. And those are the true terrorists, in my opinion. The government people are the ones that on a regular basis are terrorizing innocent lives. We've talked about it tonight. We had the gentleman call in with the garage situation where code enforcement bureaucrats had been threatening him over having a studio, an art studio, in his garage.
And what's an art studio, really? Like an easel and some paints?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
what
it is. They say, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you can't park your car over here on the grass. You can't do that, and if you keep doing it, we're going to fine you. And if you don't pay the fine, then we might either throw you in a cage or put a lien on your house, and then a few years later, after we lien your house, we can steal it from you. Oh, they call it a tax sale. They won't ever call it stealing, but you and I both know what it is. And when people are being stolen from outright, when people are being threatened outright, they're being terrorized. If you're being threatened with a cage and having your home stolen from you, that's terror. They're instilling fear in you, and they're trying to get you to do what they want you to do. They're trying to get you to change your behaviors with their scary threats. The government's the real terrorists. Anyway, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
And we're back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. All of the stuff on our website is free, so enjoy all that while you wait. At freetalklive.com. Wait, tomorrow is Friday, isn't it? Okay, so hopefully I'll be here tomorrow night. Otherwise,
let's
Mark,
hope so.
You're going to have to find a co-host. Good luck to me tomorrow. See you then, whenever that is for me. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. And you...